Hi, this is Joe Ziemba, and I host the podcast When Football Was Football here on the Sports History Network. I'm also the author of the recent book, Bears vs. Cardinals, the NFL's Oldest Rivalry. These two clubs first met in 1920 and will be renewing that rivalry again this year on December 24th in Chicago. In honor of that occasion, I'm very pleased to announce that the Sports History Network will be offering two free copies of my book to its listeners. To qualify for this great gridiron giveaway, just go to the link at sportshistorynetwork.com/Christmas 2023. That's sportshistorynetwork.com/Christmas 2023. Please enter by the closing date of December 15th so that we have enough time to contact you for a personal inscription of the book, and then ship the book to you for arrival prior to December 25th. And as always, thank you for listening to the Sports History Network, and good luck.
The gridiron day of January 28th is an interesting one, as we've had a lot of things that happened on this day. We have two famous NFL franchises that were formed and announced on this day. We have a tradition that's still carried on to the day at many high schools and colleges. And we have the draft that had some great Hall of Famers and people that won the Heisman. We'll discuss these items and more in just a moment.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Aaron Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. My football friends, this is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and I want to welcome you once again to the Pig Pen, where we will talk about the football history headlines in this edition of the date of January 28th. We have some great, great events that have happened on this January 28th date in gridiron history, and I'm so excited to share those with you. So let's get right at it. In January 28th, 1904, the world's first college sports letters were given to seniors who played on the University of Chicago's football team by Amos Alonzo Stagg. They were awarded with a letter C. According to Jennifer Taylor Hall's book, Amos Alonzo Stagg, football's man in motion, the inaugural class of these, dare we say, lettermen, were called the Order of the Sea. It became an honored tradition, yet each spring the men of the exclusive club would return and gather together with the latest class, having to sing to their coach a song in order to receive their letters. January 28th, 1954. At the 1954 NFL Draft, Bobby Garrett from the University of Stanford was the first pick by the Cleveland Browns. The PFR informs us that the future Pro Football Hall of Fame entrant Raymond Berry was taken as a 232nd overall pick by the Baltimore Colts. What a steal for them. January 28, 1960. The Dallas Cowboys franchise begins as the NFL made the formal announcement of awarding Dallas a franchise. That same day, the NFL announced that the Minnesota Vikings franchise was awarded by the NFL as well. So these two great franchises both came in at the same day, January 28, 1960. Dallas Cowboys, Minnesota Vikings. January 28, 1969. The top pick of the 1969 NFL draft was O.J. Simpson from Southern Cal by the Buffalo Bills. And as we know, he is enshrined in Canton. Other future Hall of Famers from this draft were Mean Joe Green of Pittsburgh at number 4. The Cardinals took Roger Worley, and Ted Hendricks went to the Colts at number 44. And the Houston Oilers picked up Charlie Joyner with the 93rd pick for the Pro Football Reference website. Another draft took place on this date, January 28, 1971. Jim Plunkett from Stanford University was the first pick by the New England Patriots in the 1971 NFL Draft. John Riggins was the first player in this draft to get his gold jacket at the number 6 pick overall by the Jets. Other future Pro Football Hall of Fame members picked in this draft were Jack Youngblood of the Rams at number 20, Jack Ham to the Steelers at number 34, the Cardinals inked Dan Dierdorf with a 43rd pick, and the Eagles with the steal of Harold Carmichael with the 161st overall pick by the PFR. January 28, 1975, yet another NFL draft took place. This year was the 1975 NFL draft, and Steve Bartkowski from the University of California was the first pick by the Atlanta Falcons. The ProFootballReference.com website says that there were multiple Hall of Famers out of this draft. Cowboys pick of Randy White at number 2, Walter Payton, Sweetness, by the Bear at the 4 slot, and Robert Brazil was selected as the number 6 overall pick by the Houston Oilers franchise. Another future gold jacket bearer was Fred Dean of the Chargers at the 33rd overall pick. Now we have a Super Bowl to talk about. January 28, 1990, at the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans, the Super Bowl number 24. The Denver Broncos, they ran into a buzzsaw in the San Francisco 49ers in that game. The Niners' offense was clicking the whole game, as the box score shows that the only quarter they didn't put up 14 points in was the first quarter, where they scored 13 points, and that was only because they missed the extra point attempt. Jerry Rice scored 3 touchdowns and torched the Broncos' defense with 138 yards in receiving. The San Francisco 49ers showed there was no doubt that they were the best team in football that year, as they shellacked the Denver Broncos 55-10. Quarterback Joe Montana won the MVP honors, as he had an astronomical quarterback rating of 147.6 according to the PFR, and threw for 297 yards and 5 touchdowns. January 28, 1995. The Memphis Mad Dogs were announced as the Canadian Football League's 13th franchise as part of the U.S. League expansion plan. Memphis Mad Dogs, that is a great name. Too bad that franchise didn't survive, because that sounds like a good one. January 28, 1996, at Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe, Arizona, Super Bowl 30 was the third time that the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys had met in a Super Bowl. The first two times were two of the greatest championships the league had ever seen. The Steelers have won both of the contests by a slim margin of 4 points in each game in the 1970s. This time, the Dallas Cowboys turned the needle on the point differential between these two teams matched up in the Super Bowl, as they knocked off the Steelers 27-17. Cornerback Larry Brown of Dallas won the Most Valuable Player award after he picked off a couple of errant Neil O'Donnell passes and returned them for a total of 77 yards. The American Football Database claims that 95.13 million watched the contest just in the United States, making it the most watched TV sports program ever at the time. January 28, 2001, at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Defense definitely won a championship in Super Bowl 35. The Baltimore Ravens defense smothered the New York Giants offense all game long. The Ravens' Dwayne Starks broke the game wide open in the third quarter with a 49-yard pick six. The Giants then promptly returned the kickoff all the way back on Ron Johnson's 97-yard touchdown return, but Baltimore took the Giants' kick right after that score, 84 yards, and returned it for a touchdown of their own to cancel out New York's bright spot. The Baltimore Ravens routed the New York Giants 34-7, with the MVP belonging to linebacker Ray Lewis, according to the New York Daily News. With viewers at 131.2 million, it became the fifth watched most program in television history. January 28, 2018, Orlando, Florida. The AFC defeats the NFC 24-23 at the NFL Pro Bowl game. The game's most valuable player was tight end of the Tennessee Titans, Delonte Walker, and on the defensive side of the ball, it was Von Miller, the outside linebacker of the Denver Broncos. Now next, I'm so honored that I got to interview this gentleman just the other night. We're going to be airing it on Monday, February 1st, to talk about his great life in sports, especially in the football world, and the great event he's got coming up. And I'll let him tell you a little bit about it in this promo right now.
Hi, this is Craig Woodard, the executive director and president of the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. And I got some great news to tell you. I want you to join us for the Superfest virtual event. It's going to be held on February 6th at 9 o'clock. You can catch it on my Facebook page, which is our organization. You can follow us at 21 Strong Forever. It's going to feature athletes that I've talked to that you remember all through Erie County, Brian Milne, Mark Tate, who else do we have? Eric Hicks. We had Matthew Hatchett from Jefferson, Ohio, Cliff Crosby. Am I missing anyone? I think I got some pretty, Javon Johnson. We got some good names for you to catch up on. But definitely join us for the Superfest and see their thoughts on inclusion in sports.
That's a great event coming up on February 6th at 9 a.m. at 21 Strong Forever. That's the website for Craig Woodard Sr. and his folks and the great interviews with the former NFL players coming up that he mentioned. You don't want to miss that. Excellent football history event, excellent event for a worthy cause, and make sure you join up because I definitely will be. And we'll hear more from Craig, like I said, on Monday, February 1st, in our interview. Now, let's get to our birthdays for this January 28th. We'll start off in the year 1937. As a matter of fact, it's our only birthday today, 1937. Caldwell, Texas. The fine tackle from Texas A&M, Charlie Kruger, was born. The footballfoundation.org website states that he was an All-America selection of both 1957 and 1958 for the Yankees. The National Football Foundation selected Charlie Kruger, the great gridiron legacy, to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1983. Charlie then, after school, played professionally for 15 seasons with the San Francisco 49ers. Again, once again, we are so thankful that you joined us today for another edition of the Football History Headlines here on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch. And we want you to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a thing coming up in our events. So like I said, we have some great interviews coming up, one of them being Greg Woodard Sr. on February 1st. Later in the week, next week, or the week after that, we will be talking with Bill Schaefer of the Gridiron Uniform Database and introducing our kickoff into the jersey number of 100 days. And we'll also be talking to Larry Schmidt and some others from the sports world. Larry Schmidt's also from the GUD. He's going to bring some great insight. We'll talk about the jersey number one with him. And some of my fellow partners on the Sports History Network will be joining us also. Subscribe button. Go to your favorite podcast provider, subscribe there, or you can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we will make sure you get you on our email list, and every morning you'll get an email in your inbox. They'll have the hot latest podcast, the latest articles and blog posts, and maybe some news from the Sports History Network and some other events coming up. And you can also look for our podcast on the sportshistorynetwork.com pages, and there's other great podcasts on there. I think now, I said yesterday it's growing every day. Well, today I think there's now 16 different podcasts on the Sports History Network, and probably as soon as I say that, that's probably outdated because Arnie Chapman and the folks that out there in the Sports History Network are just going crazy, bonkers, and adding new podcasts and new celebrities to our already growing cast. That's very talented. So make sure you check that out, sportshistorynetwork.com, and we will see you tomorrow. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Have you ever noticed that the lower jaw is not protected in sports? Did you know that 10,800 concussions will happen today? This has been an upward trend for the past 50 years. I'm Dr. Michael Hutchison, a practicing neuromuscular dentist. When my son wanted to participate in football and rugby, I was afraid he was going to get a concussion. That fear led me to finding the missing link to reducing concussions. The fact is, the only part of the skull that is not protected in sports is the lower jaw. If you want to drastically reduce concussions, there are three basic jaw positions that affect concussions, and two of them are not good. The correct one is called physiologic jaw position. It will dissipate the force away from the brain. Knowing that, I designed an appliance that put my son's jaw in the right place, and as a result, he was concussion-free from fifth grade all the way to senior year. This jaw position takes those 10,800 concussions today down to 28. It's the key to concussion protection. As a parent, this is what you need to know. It's extremely important that the device you are using is on the lower jaw. Thickness of the device is important. Most importantly, it must position and hold you in your own unique personal physiologic jaw position. So if your child goes out on the field with the correct jaw position, your son or daughter will not have one of those 10,800 concussions today. Get yours today at PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. Use the promo code POWERUP2023 for 10% off.